The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State visits Temple on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
We arrived at Penn State, put a lot of work in, a lot of off-season studies, kept the staff together. I think most people know offense, defense, and special teams. So we're just at a different place. The players understand what we're trying to do on defense, what we're trying to do on offense, what we're trying to do on special teams. And with that, they were able to take a much more active role in the offseason in terms of leadership, in terms of how they want to run things, taking control of their own fate and taking control of their own destiny. So I'm really pleased with those things. Then obviously with some of the things changing here in terms of the sanctions, able to create more depth and competition at our practice week in and week out. So excited about that as well.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Evan McMahon with MLive.com.
Coach, what do you make of the all the attention Jim Harbaugh's gotten here early on?
Yeah, I think the new personalities in the conference has been great for the conference overall. I think what happened in our conference in terms of bowl success and national championships has helped everybody. And you think about the conversation that people are having about the Big Ten this time of year compared to last year is completely different. So I think all these things have been great for our conference.
He's kind of limited the media here early on, in terms of availability at practices. Do you think there's something to be gained there, in terms of holding things close to the vest before the first game?
Again, I'm more than happy to talk to you and answer questions about Penn State. We try to provide access because I know media, has to do their job and respect the job that they have to do. There's also a fine line as coaches. We want to be able to keep, some of our plans and some of the things that we're trying to do from a, from a tactical perspective as private as we possibly can. I think as coaches, we've all had times where information has been leaked out that we would have preferred it didn't. So, as coaches, we're trying to control the things that we can control, and that's one of them.
Appreciate it.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Blaze Collin with 4th and Go.
Good afternoon, Coach. So yesterday, Coach Rhule said his priority for Saturday's game will be to stop the run. Because apparently, he said that Temple struggled last year to stop Penn State's running game. So I was actually wondering what would happen if Temple was actually successful at doing so. Would you give up the running game and try to focus on the passing game? Or do you want to use these non-conference games to polish all aspects of your offense, even if you can have only a little success on one running or passing game? And also I was wondering how much is this particular game against Temple important from a recruiting standpoint?
Well, I think, stopping the run, I think, is in pretty much everybody's plan week in and week out to make teams one-dimensional. That we want to make sure that we have a running game consistently this year to take the pressure off other areas. So, we're going to try to stay as balanced as we possibly can in the game. And we're looking forward to playing Temple. We're looking forward to playing in that part of the state and that part of the country, that footprint. We got a lot of fans, got a lot of alumni there. And, I think it's going to be an exciting game and look forward to it.
And about the recruiting aspect of is this game more important than others because it's against another Pennsylvania team?
No, I kind of already answered that question. I said, we're excited about playing it in Philadelphia in front of our fans and alumni in that part of the state. It's going to be exciting. We're looking forward to that.
Okay.
But we approach every game the same, and we have a lot of fans that already travel up to State College from Philadelphia. I do think this will help some of our fans in South Jersey and Delaware and you know, and in the Philadelphia area come see us play.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Bob Amusen with Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach. Your thoughts on Tim Beckman being fired at Illinois?
Yeah, I don't have any comments. I'm focused on Penn State and our opportunity to play Temple this week.
Okay, can you answer how you think Bill Cubitt will do at Illinois as the coach?
Yeah, I'm focused on Penn State and playing Temple this week, an opportunity that we have.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you so much.